I want to share something with you tonight. I just want to go over some things tonight, and I want to look in a couple of things. Lord, help us. Get us ready to be a witness for Him. Amen. We do appreciate Him this evening, all that He does. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We haven't done this in a while, but I want you just to think on some things. Help us to think and to look and to see where we're at. Amen. We're living in life's days before the Lord comes to take us out of here. And we've got a lot of lost loved ones, praise God, that need the Lord. Amen. They need the Lord. They need a close relationship, Lord Jesus Christ. And if we don't get them in now, we're going to lose them. Amen. We've already lost generations, and we're on the verge of losing more. People are slipping off every day, off into hell, lost without God. So it's time that we got serious about being children of God. It's time that we take a look at our lives. A look at what we want to be according to the precious will of God. Amen. And I thank God He's got a will and a purpose for all of us. And it's just finding our place in that for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles, be turning there to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Amen. We use this to start out with. We just appreciate the Lord and what He does. Thank God. Amen. Thank for His goodness and His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2. Everybody got a paper and something to write with? If you don't, if you need a pencil, raise your hand. Got two or three more back there. You're going to have to... Here's two. Amen. Come church, you ought to bring a pencil. Amen. You might want to write a mark in your Bible and say this and that a certain day. Praise the Lord. You might want to underline a word that speaks to your heart. My granddad told me one time, you always take your Bible and you take a pencil, the house of God. You don't go take your Bible, house of God, it's like going in battle without your sword. Hey, listen, you ain't going to make it long. Amen. You'll be a shish kebab before you know it. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God of glory, we thank You and praise You this evening. God, for Your goodness and Your mercy. Thank You for the sweet Holy Ghost of God just moving through and in Your people. Heavenly Father, for doing that for us that we can't do for ourselves and helping us realize that. God, in the very depths of our soul and the fiber of our being. Heavenly Father, we ask You, Lord, to just speak to us tonight. Give us that we need. Lord, as we look at Your precious Word of truth. Lord, help You speak to us, God, in a magnificent way, Lord, for Your honor, for Your glory. And Lord, we'll just bow our unworthy heads before You tonight, giving You praise, honor, and glory for all You've done and what You want to do, Lord, in this little place. And Lord, we thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter 2, and verse 1. The Bible says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So the Bible says that we need to, that earnest heed, it says that we need to pay attention to what we've heard. Amen. I believe today that we're listening, praise God, in the house of God. We hear things, but we don't pay attention. I believe today in the air that we're living in, that we're hearing the Word of God, amen, but we're not paying attention. Why? Because we're not applying it like we need to. Hey, we can all do better. Amen? We can all do better. So He said that we need to give that earnest heed to the things which we heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Amen? So we need to be paying attention to what we're having. If we don't, what happens is it slips away from us. I know. Hey, listen, when I had that little old thing went on in my head back last December, a year ago, hey, there's some things slipped away. I tell my wife, she's been helping me. I've been trying to remember Bible scripture again. Hey, I forgot. I mean, it's gone. I've struggled for the last year trying to get back in the book. Amen. Spending time with God. Amen. Learning scriptures that used to be right on the tip of my tongue. Amen. The devil's tried to take him away from it, praise God, but he couldn't take away this blessed old book. Praise God. As long as I got this blessed old book, praise God, I've got the Word of God. Amen. Fooey on the devil, who he think he is, a mess with God and His Word. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, that you still got the book, praise God. Amen. He can't take that away. But he said, hey, listen, we need to pay earnest heed, lest we let them slip. Look at Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. He said, taking heed, brethren, lest there be in you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. He said, hey, we need to pay attention. That's what that means. It takes heed. He said, we need to pay attention. Praise God. Or God, old devil will sneak in and he'll cast unbelief on us and we'll start slipping away from God. You say, well, preacher, I'm a child of God. I've been saved. I'm going to stay with God. That's what Peter said too. But you know what happened? The first thing, the devil come along and began to sift him. Praise be to God. And he turned his back and he confessed and he denied the Lord three times before the cock crew. Amen. So we're no match for the devil, but we need to take earnestly. We need to pay attention, praise God, that we don't fall into an evil heart of unbelief. Amen. Praise God. We've got to be vigilant, praise God, because I tell you, the devil is. Amen. The devil's vigilant. He's watching all the time for a little place to slip in. He's wanting to. He's wanting to slip in my life. Hey, he'd like nothing better than destroy me. Amen? But he'd like nothing better than destroy you. He'd like nothing better than destroy your witness. If he destroy your witness, hey, praise God, it's hard to get it back. If he can just get you to slip one time. Now look over at 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Praise the Lord. What a God we serve. Amen? Bless His holy name. He's good and merciful in all that He does. 1 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 1. Now notice what the Bible says. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, why does God want us to pay attention? Why does God want us to see what's going on and to pay attention to what's going on? Because the old devil is trying to sidetrack us. He's trying to waylay us. He's trying to catch us by surprise. Amen. And just about the time that you think that you've got this thing figured out, praise God, the devil is going to bring something else on you. Hey, just about time you think, boy, the thing's smoothed out and all's a smooth sailing ahead. Amen. Praise God, the old devil will throw anchor in the water. Amen. Just about the time. Hey, if you're not in the battle right now, praise God, you better get ready because it's coming. Amen. Because the Bible says that now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That in the latter times some shall depart from faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That means, hey, they quit listening to pay attention to God, and they start listening to other things. Huh? What's going to sidetrack you is when you start listening to other things. Like people say, well, you don't need to go to church. You don't need to assemble yourself together. Hey, that's just a lie of the devil. Amen. He gets you out from under the Word of God, praise God. Gets you out from conviction. Gets you out from brotherly love and that fellowship. Praise God, he can destroy your life. Amen. Destroy your witness. Praise the Lord. That's what he does. And he does it well. Look at verse 16. He said, take heed unto thyself. So here he says it again. You need to pay attention to yourself. Ain't that what he says? We need to pay attention to ourselves. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself. And now listen to this. And them that hear thee. So he said, if we'll pay attention to God and see what He wants to see and what He's got for us, Brother Hicks, and praise God, he said, not only will it save us and keep us in the right path, but those around us will begin to hear too. We think today that they're not listening. But I want to tell you, praise God, the Bible said, and on the authority of God, that His Word will not go out void. Amen. But it'll find a place in their heart, praise God, and I don't care where they run to, they can't get away from it. Ain't you glad of that? Amen. Glory to God. When He was a-calling me, I was a-running. I done got boxes, my little wife packing up. We was going to Oklahoma, but you know what? God's still in Oklahoma. Amen. So I figured it'd just be easier to just sell out and just serve Him here. Amen. Save a lot of expense and aggravation. Praise the Lord. So we see here that God's telling us that we need to take heed of ourselves. We need to pay attention to ourselves. We need to, in other words, we need to take the title of the day tonight would be to take inventory of ourselves. Amen? We need to take inventory of ourselves. Praise God. We need to see where we're at. Have you ever thought to take time to look to see where you're at in the eyes of God? Now, we do it all the time. We look to see where we're at in the world. We think about our standing. We think about old Joe down the road, you know, and what he's got and how he attained to it. And we think about, you know, what we got and how we got it. And we are constantly comparing ourselves with other people, don't we? We do that all the time. That's our human nature. But have you ever thought, take inventory of yourself, just see how you compare with God? Amen. Amen. It makes a difference. So when we begin to take inventory of ourselves, now notice what I have here. So the Bible says, the Bible tells us some things. The Bible shows us some things here that encourages our hearts. And God wants to be there with us all the time to walk with us. But praise God, we've got to be willing to walk with Him. You can't cast God aside like America wants to do, praise God, and get the blessings of God. As Brother Rex done mentioned, praise God, the good Lord God of glory ain't going to have no part of a sinful person or a sinful world. He's going to do like He did when Jesus was hanging on that cross. He's going to turn His back on sin. Amen. So when we go our own way, God is not obligated to take care of us. Now, the Bible says His mercy endureth forever. But when we go our own way, we choose to go our own way, praise God, He's not obligated, amen, to take care of us. That ought to scare us from the soles of our feet. Because we get out of the protecting hands of God. But now His mercy endureth forever. Thank God for that. Amen. That old crazy cooch, praise God, when we get out there on our own and we think, hey, I've got this thing. Praise God, I'm glad there's a God of glory that says, oh, you just think you do. Amen. But He's not obligated, praise God, to take care of us when we turn our back on Him. Praise the Lord. But ain't you glad that He does? Ain't you glad that He's still there when you get enough sense in your head like that old prodigal to throw down the pail and jump the rail? Praise God, He's waiting right there for you. Amen. There just to pull you unto Himself and snuggle you up and say, hey, I loved you. I've missed you. I've been looking for you and longing for you. Praise the Lord. We must begin to look at our surroundings with a biblical view. We've got to begin to look with a biblical view to things around us. We get so caught up in this world. We begin to look at everything worldly. But if we begin to look at everything with a biblical view, what God thinks about what's going on. Amen. Have you ever stopped to think and take inventory? What do you think God thinks about what's going on? What do you think God thinks about all that's happening out in Hollywood? I mean, I've never seen such wickedness coming out of Hollywood. I mean, it's just wicked after just wickedness after wickedness after wickedness. And I think they're just pushing to see how wicked they can get. Amen. It beats all I ever seen. And it's just escalating more and more. Days are evil. Amen. So we got to begin to look at things in a worldly view. We got to realize that it's got not a worldly view, but a biblical view is what we have to see things in. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So we have to start trusting in our faith. Amen. We have to put more strength in our faith. We have to trust the Lord more. In order to get more God, we have to be filled with the Spirit, which we have to begin to dive into the Word. That's where we get the strength. That's where we get the Spirit of God. That's how He manifests Himself to us and through us. Amen? So we got to realize that we're walking in faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We can't say, hey, the world says, well, you know what? What you say you've got's okay, but I can't see it. But what I've got over here and the pills and the drugs and the sex and all this, hey, I can see it and it feels good. But there's pleasure in sin for a season. But boy, when that season's gone, I was talking to a person this evening. And they were saying, you know, I've got to have some surgery and different things. And, you know, I wish I would have known. I mean, they've been just wicked as hell itself. And they said, preacher, I just wish I'd have knew what I knew now so I could have stayed out of that mess because it's destroyed my body. And they said, please pray for me. I need your prayers because I've done this. At least they had enough sense to realize they'd done it themselves. Amen. But now they're seeking the help from the Lord. Why? Because they're trying to walk with faith. They done tried what they could get by sight. I believe the whole world, they done seen what they could get by sight, by walking by sight. Sight will get you nothing but destruction. But praise God, when you walk by faith, trusting in the precious Lamb of God, it makes all the difference in the world. Amen? It's not what we think. It's what God says that matters. Amen? It's not what we think, but it's what God says. See, we can think all we want to. We can think this about that and this about that, but praise God, what God says is what matters. And what we think doesn't matter. But when we go back and see what God says, amen? Look at Psalms 119, or I'll read it to you. 119:28. He said, "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right." Now, did you get that? He says, "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. And I hate every false way." When we get that mindset and that attitude, son, we'll be a cooking. Amen. When we say, hey, like, I esteem all God's precepts and His commandments as absolute truth, absolutely right. Amen. But you know what we're apt to do? We're saying, you know, God said that, but. You know, goats, but. We're supposed to be sheep. We're just supposed to follow docilely. Amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not supposed to be a button all the time. But he said, hey, listen, he said, when we think things, but it don't matter what we think. He said, what God says is right. He said, what God says is right. So I esteem all thy precepts and concerning all things to be right. And I hate every false way. Amen. That's the way we ought to be in the day and hour that we live. Amen. Things look good, but will fail if God is not in them. Amen. Things around us look good, but they will fail if God is not in them. Now you think about that. I was thinking about this, and that's why I left several blanks here. Because everything we do, a lot of times something we start to do, it looks good. We'll see a business endeavor. And boy, that thing will look good. You know, we won't, and Brother Mike, first thing we won't do is jump on that with both feet. So, oh boy, I can make some change in this one. Amen? Right? In business, I mean, hey, we're apt to do that, praise God. We just jump in with both feet. Say, whoopee, praise God. I'm gonna re-roll it in the dough. Amen. And then we got our marriages. We get youngins all time that come and one guy, I had a fella come to me the other day and he said, "Yeah, preacher said me and her wanting to get married." I said, "You are?" He said, "Yeah." Now they tell me they done been living together 2 years. He said, "Yeah, we want to get married. Go ahead and get married." And I said, "Okay, you want to get married?" I said, "When you want to get married?" He said, "Well, in a couple of months." I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you want to get married?" He stood there looking at me, sheep looking at a new gate. He could not give me one reason why he wanted to get married. Amen? Not one reason. He done lived with her, shacked up for 2 years. But now he want to get married and he didn't even know why. We're living it. We're pitiful. Amen. Because we know it. Hey, we're not concerned. We begin to look at these things and we begin to look in and we say, hey, well, it's good. And praise God, we jump into it and it fails because we haven't even thought about what God thought about it. Amen. So we see it in business. We see it in marriage. Or we see it in our relationships. We get in relationships all the time. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But you know, we ought to be prayerful about our relationships. Amen? Now listen to me just a second. Look at me real, real carefully. Because I want you to get to, if we get into a relationship with someone, I mean a friend or whatever, and we begin to, you know, maybe go out and eat with them or go over to the house or go fishing with them, whatever. You know why we should do that? It's so that we can be a witness for Jesus to them. Amen. That ought to be our goal in a relationship in order to build their soul up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if I've got a friend that don't want to help me build my soul up, I don't want him for a friend because I got enough people that want to push my soul down. But in a relationship, we need to say, hey, look, you know, it may look good, but it's going to fail, praise God, if God ain't in it. So when we're in relationships like business, praise God, we need to look for God in it. And when we look and when we think about marriage, praise God, we need to look for God in it or it'll fail. Every person I've counseled, I've told them, I say, look, are you planning on going to church? Are you planning on staying in church? And I told them straight up, if you don't plan on going to church, you won't go. And if you don't stay in church and get help, it's the only place you can get help. If you don't stay in church and you don't get help, you won't make it. Amen? I don't candy coat it. If you don't stay with God, you won't make it. Because the devil will defeat you and he'll drive you apart. Amen. He said, so when we begin to, what we think's good ain't always good. And a lot of times it'll fail. So we have business, we have marriage, we have a relationship, we have homes. Amen. We try to build a home without God in it. What kind of home's it going to be? It's going to fail. Why? Because you know why that is? You know why all these things is going to fail? Because of Satan's lie. Satan's got a lie that he's telling you about how good this situation looks. But if we don't go into, if we don't do what we do but for the glory of God, he says to do all things for the glory of God. And if we don't, if we're not looking at it with that attitude, praise God, it ain't going to work. It will fail. Yeah, well, preacher, I know people that's never been in church, and boy, you ought to see what they've got. Pleasure and sin for a season. When people like that fall, they usually fall hard. Amen. The stock market will crash, something will go bad, and they'll lose all they got, and they'll go off in depression and shoot and blow their brains out. You don't think that? Look back in the 70s when they had the stock market crash. I mean, they was multimillionaires was leaping off buildings, balconies, big five-star hotels. Why? Because they had their hope in what this world could give them. Amen? You're trusting in the Lord, praise God. It don't matter what the stock market does. My granddaddy told me one time, we sat up there in that old oak tree above my house. My grandpa Young told me, he said, listen, son, he said, when we went through the depression, we didn't even know we had a depression. Amen. He said, we still ate our cornbread and our soup beans and our onions, praise God, and we milked the old cow and we just praised the Lord all the way through. Amen. Why? Because they was trusting in the Lord. They didn't even know there's depression. Amen. He's like old Brother Bill talking about, they was raised up poor. Amen. Most people today don't know what it means to be poor. Amen. But I can remember when we started out, we didn't have nothing. My daddy worked hard to give us a little something. Amen. Buy a little place down there on Monticello Road. We didn't even have a walkway into the house. Had to climb a bank. Amen. With an arm load. Had a woodshed on the other side of the road. Had to carry it over across the road. And when you come in from school, what mama said, hey, you better not come to the house without some stove wood. Amen. If you had books in one arm, you brought stove wood in the other. Amen. I was a pretty good sized young until they ever cut a driveway up through there where we could bring in no car. Amen. Praise God. But I remember where I came from. I'm thankful God, praise the Lord, for what He's done for me. Bless His holy name. So we see some things here, some things that look good. Praise God. Hey, they'll fail. Because we're not going by sight. Amen. We're going by faith. We got to keep going by faith. If we start looking at the situation, looking at things happening, praise God, we'll get down. But we've got to just have faith to trust the Lord. Say, hey, listen, you know what? The situation don't look good now, but praise God, I'm not going by sight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? Amen. Praise God. To keep from being deceived, we need to take inventory. Amen. To keep from being deceived, we need to take inventory. Now, I've got about 11 things here that we need to inventory. Amen. Some questions that we need to be asking ourselves. You say, well, preacher, I'm saved. I don't need this. Well, then, if you think like that, you need it more than all of us. Because we need to inventory. We need to see where we're at in the day and hour that we live. Because, hey, if we think that we've arrived, that we've achieved a place that we need to be, praise God today, hey, the devil's got something to throw at us that's going to tear us down. Amen? Our little old straw hut, amen, the big bad wolf's going to come by, he'll huff and he'll puff and he'll blow it down. Amen? He will. And it won't be a long coming. Number one, do I spend time daily reading my Bible? Do I spend time daily reading my Bible? Time is a big thing. Let me ask you a question. Do you pay your tithe to the church? Everybody's nodding, yeah, I pay my tithe. Do you know that the money part of it is just the smallest part of it? That's the easy part. Amen. You just give a little bit, praise God. You just give a little bit after Uncle Sam takes his part. What you got left. Amen. But hey, the money part is nothing. It's the, what about the time that we give? You know our tithe, and part of our tithe is our time. How much time do we give to God? Oh me. Help me, Lord. We don't even have time to read our Bible during the day. Why is that? Why can't we read our Bible? Why can't we study our Bible? Why can't we take time for a little devotion? Our priorities, yeah, our priorities messed up. I told me and my wife's talking about coming up the road. We're going to call Charter and tell them to cut our TV off. Amen? We don't need it. There's nothing on there, bunch of filth, bunch of wickedness. Amen? We're exposing our children to that. Amen? Exposing our grandchildren to that. And they don't need no help, praise God. The devil's already trying to run off with them. Amen? We need to be very careful. We need to be vigilant, praise God, with our time. We need to be vigilant with our children's time. Amen? Because we're going to stand accountable for that. Amen. Shake your head. Amen. We're going to stand accountable for what we do for God. We're going to be stand accountable for the time we spend with our children in the Word. And then when they go off, praise God, in a few days and they go crazy and we haven't shared the Word, whose fault is it? It'll be ours. So I'm just taking an inventory tonight. Amen. Just getting us to see. Because I told the fellas in the prayer room, we've done lost two or three generations, and they're just falling by the wayside. Amen. As we sat here tonight, there's several hundred people that'll die and slip off, and probably several thousand that'll slip off and die. Every 3 seconds, somebody's dying and slipping off into hell. Every 3 seconds, somebody's dying and slipping off into hell, lost without God. And we're wasting our time. Amen. We need to be about the things of God. How do we? You say, well, preacher, we try to have the right relationship, the right attitude, do things right, and be soul winners and encouragers of the brethren. Well, how can we do it if we don't spend no time in the Bible? What do we got for ammunition? What do we got to use to help somebody? See, I didn't really hook up with all this till I started forgetting things. And when you start forgetting things that you knew well. Amen. You start to say, wait a minute. You know, I ain't got it. No, you don't have it. You can't share it. So you got to dig and you got to get it. Amen. You got to get it. So do you spend time reading your Bible? Number two, do I memorize Scripture? David said in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Are you trying to memorize the Word of God? What if you get out on the job place and somebody says, "Hey, you know what? I'm just at the bottom. I don't know what to do. It just seems like I need help." And you say, "Well, Jesus saved you. He'll help you." And you say, and they say, "Well, would you tell me how? How do I know He loves me?" Be nice to have a verse or two, wouldn't it? Amen. We need to memorize Scripture. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't have time for that." Yes, you do. Let me tell you how to do it. I'd done it when I was working full-time and going to Bible college. Amen? So I tell you how to do it. What you do is you take you some verses. And I've got 10 of them here on this sheet tonight, verses that we need to know that'll help us. Amen? Take these verses, write it on a 3x5 index card. Amen? Take it into your bathroom and put it on your medicine cabinet. Amen. Put it on your mat. Leave it there for a week, and every time you go to brush your teeth, while you're brushing your teeth, quote that verse. Amen. Take you another one and put it on your hamper by the toilet. And while you're doing your business, amen, you quote that verse, you read that verse, you shut your eyes, and you memorize that verse. Amen. Hide it in your heart so that you won't sin against God. You say, "Well, preacher, that's silly, is it? How are you learning it now? What are you putting in there now?" Well, preacher, I ain't got time for memorizing verses. No, you got to memorize General Hospital or something. Amen. Tell you every episode what happened to Jessie. By the way, need to pray for her. She's having a tough time. Yeah. Amen. We need to hide God's Word in our heart. Because one of these days, we may not have this blessed old book. We need something that we can fall back on. Praise God. Amen. So we need to memorize Scripture. Hide it in our heart. Number three, do I think Bible when tempted or when I face decisions? Amen? Do I think Bible when tempted or when I face decisions? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, or chapter 10, in verse 13, the Bible says this, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." In other words, what God's saying here, you know, the devil don't have no new tactics. He's using the same old tactics as used forever. Lies and deception. He said, "But God is faithful." Ain't you glad for that? "Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So what he says here is that whenever temptation comes, whenever decisions come, praise God, we need to be thinking, well, what would God think about this? Amen? That old saying, what would Jesus do? Amen? That's the way we ought to think. That's the way we ought to gear ourselves to think. Amen. Hey, you young people, listen to me. You've got a good young mind. You can remember. Amen. So start remembering now to think on God. No matter Jesse, what's going on, praise God, the temptations, the decisions, whatever we have to do, whatever we have to think upon, praise God, think about it biblically. Amen. Think about what if it would be pleasing to the Lord or not, how the Lord would handle that situation. Amen? And when we get our focus on Him, praise God, you know what He'll do? He'll lead us through that situation. How do you know? Because I've been led many times. Amen? I've been led many, many times by the Lord's hand. So we need to just think Bible in all situations, no matter what comes our way. Hey, you got time to stop just a second and think about the Bible. Think about what God would think. What God would have you to do. You'd be surprised, praise God, the more accuracy of your decision when you allow God to help you to make it. Amen. And then God, if God helps you to make a decision, He'll help you with that decision. Amen. He'll not leave you out there on your own. But when you go into temptations and decision making by yourself, then He can't help you because you've done pushed Him back and you said, "Well, I don't need you. I'll handle this." We can't handle nothing. Amen. But He can. Amen. Number four, can I detect Satan's lies better day by day? Can I detect Satan's lies better day by day? Does the Word of God, can you use the Word of God to realize when the old devil's trying to throw you a counterfeit? Huh? Just day by day, is it easier to realize when the devil's trying to tell you a lie? It ought to be. It ought to be because of the Word of God, because of what we know, it ought to be easier every day to detect a lie of the devil. Amen? He's trying to bring something across before us. But praise God, it ought to be easier to detect that lie. Number five, are there lies I am believing now? You say, "Well, I'm able to detect the devil's lies more than ever before. I mean, he can't get nothing by me." But I wonder, is there lies? Now listen, is there lies that we're believing now in our minds? Something in our minds telling, and it's got us confused and maybe a half-truth the old devil's brought because it's all he talks in. He don't talk in truth, he talks in half-truth, which is a lie, by the way. Amen. So if he's telling you lies, praise God, do you have the what you need, the capacity you need? Can you put those from your mind and detect what's wrong? I mean, rightly divide right from wrong. You say, "Well, yeah," I said, "my mind, I got it sorted out. I got it all cleared out now. Big, good, clear picture." Just like when the young'uns used to hold those rabbit ears. You know, stand, no, right there. You remember? You remember those? You saying you might, yeah, I've got it figured out. I know what a lie is. I'm able to detect it. Well, what about the lie that the world's telling us? Are we able to detect those lies? Are we able to detect those lies that the world's telling us? I mean, they're everywhere today. Everywhere we look, they say, well, you know, you just got to go along with this. And you just got to go along with... Hey, listen, last time I heard it, we were living in a nation that was a republic. We don't have to go along with what everybody says. We have a right to stand up and be heard. The thing is, the church has been quiet too long on the issue. We need to stand up tonight and say, wait a minute, there's some things that God says is wrong. Hey, there's some men and women with some backbone that's starting to do that. They're starting to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, what you're saying here in the world, that's wrong. God says it's wrong. And if God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If it was wrong then, praise God, it's wrong now. Because God don't change. And He don't change His mind. Amen? So are there lies in I'm believing now and in my mind and in this world? Are you able to sort them out? If they're there, praise God, you ought to look at the Word of God. Sort it out through the Word of God. Get somebody to help you. And say, look, Lord, what do you say about this? Amen? You say, well, it just seems like it's such a gray area. There's no gray areas with God. See, if it's a gray area, it's the deception of the devil because God's pretty plain. Amen? Bless His holy name. Number six, do I know God's will for my life? Amen? Do I know God's will for my life? Do you know what God's will is for your life? Can you honestly think about it? Can you honestly say tonight, I know what God's will is for my life? What is His will for my life? Well, there's a starting point for that. Look at Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. And verse 37. Well, verse 36, he said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. What is the will of God today for your life? That you love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and your strength. That's the will of God. You say, well, preacher, what about all this other stuff? He said, if we seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these other things take care of themselves. Amen? He said, we just got to love God with all our heart. Do you love God with all your heart tonight? Boy, we're coming up short, I believe. I believe we're coming up short of loving God with all of our heart. Amen? Do I know God's will for my life, personally? And then notice what else I've got here. Do I really want to know? Do you really want to know God's will for your life? Do you really want a close relationship with Him, is the question. Do you really want to love Him with all your heart and your mind, your soul, your strength, the fibers of your body? If you want to love Him, He'll take care of the rest. But do you really want to love Him? Do you really want to be in the will of God? That's the question we have to ask. I believe there's a lot of people today, we're so caught up in this world that we don't want the will of God. We want it, but we don't have time to love God. What if He didn't have time to love us? We'd be a pathetic people, wouldn't we? But praise God, I thank God that He's got time to love us and loves on us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go on. Number seven, can you say, I am living God's will? Can you say, I am living in God's will? You're loving God with all your heart. And doing it from my heart. Are you loving Him with all your heart, your mind, and your strength? In other words, what he's saying, are you putting some effort into loving God? It takes, hey, you got to put some effort into loving God. It takes effort to get to cut the TV off and sit down with the kids and get the Bible out and read some. It takes effort. Hey, it ain't going to do itself. It takes effort. It takes you taking the incentive to do it. Can I say I'm living in God's will, doing it with my heart? Number 8, am I guilty of telling lies? So you just said, you know, yeah, preacher, I'm doing all I can for God, living in His will. Are you guilty of telling lies? Are you lying? Huh? Are we lying to ourselves? It's easy, Brother Kevin, to lie to ourselves. I'm doing all I can for God. Are you really? Are you? I don't think there's any of us doing all we can for God. Why? Because our communities ain't being saved. If we were doing, let me ask you, if we were doing all that we could for God, personally, each individual in here, don't you think He would be doing a magnificent work? Don't you think He'd be honoring that in our homes, in our families, in our communities? Yes, He would. If we were doing all we could to be in the will of God. Amen. So why do we do what we do? We do it because we're human. Because we're human beings. In Ephesians chapter 2, or chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22, the Bible says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. What makes us corrupt? The lust of the flesh. That's usually what does it. But listen to what he goes on. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your what? Mind. What about that? It's getting a hold of our mind. It's making a decision. Remember I preached Sunday morning on that renovation, that remodeling process? It's remodeling the mind, the renovation of the mind, and saying, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to get rid of this junk, and I'm going to build a foundation. I'm going to build a structure, praise God, that's pleasing to God. Amen. So it's taking and making Him the Lord of your life. The spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And now listen to what he says. Verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. He said we have to put away, Blake, he said we have to put away lying. Have to quit lying. You say, well, I don't lie. We all lie. Newsflash, we all lie. Why? Because it's part of our sin nature. Amen. That's the biggest part of our sin nature. We're just old liars. You know who we lie the most to? Ourselves. Husbands. Shame on you. Quit it. Our husbands. I'll talk to you after church. We lie to ourselves the most. Listen. All jokes aside, we deceive ourselves. We lie to ourselves by telling ourselves that we're okay. Listen, we're not okay. We're old sinners saved by grace. We have to realize that we're apt to sin. We're apt to tell lies. Amen? It comes more natural for us to tell a lie than it does the truth. Why? Because we're living in the flesh. We have to work. Hey, listen, Miss Tara, well, she's not a good example. Miss Peggy didn't have to train Landon and Lily to tell tales. It comes natural. She has to teach them to tell the truth and be truthful. Amen? Because the devil's a deceiver, praise God, and he likes to spread lies. He does. He uses lies, manipulation. That's what he does. So we have to learn to not to tell lies. So I am guilty of telling lies. Yes, we are. So we have to work at not doing it. Amen. Praise God. When we want to tell a lie, praise God, we're going to have to just bite our tongue and stop and say, you know what? I'm just going to tell you the truth. Amen. Hey, then you don't have to remember what you said. It's going to come back to bite you. Amen. But we're all apt to lie. We're all guilty. Number 9, am I willing to take God's word as true in every aspect? Am I willing to take God's word? Is God's word true? You mean that God don't lie? Amen. In every aspect, or do I say, yea, hath God said? Ain't that what the devil said? Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. He said, yea, hath God said... Yeah. Has God really said that? You see, what he wants to do is he wants to cast doubt. If the devil can get us to cast doubt on what God says, amen, he's got us right where he wants. He's already got us whooped. But as long as we believe that God's true, he says, let God be true and every man a liar, amen, if we decide that in our heart, praise God, and say, you know, well, I'm going to go with whatever God says, that's going to be right. You've already got the biggest part of it whooped. When we set in our minds that we're going to just stay with God. Amen? Number 10. Now I want you to think about this. Is God's Word becoming more special to me? Now, I put yes and no. Check one of those. Is God's Word... Now listen, think about this a minute before you check it. Don't you just put yes because you ought to. Is God's Word becoming more special to you? It should be, but is it? If it isn't, I would check no, and I'd write beside it something to work on. Amen? It should be becoming more special to us day by day. Now, number 11, and we're done. I enjoy it more or less than natural pleasures. I'm talking about the Word of God. I enjoy it more or less than than natural pleasures. Had you rather go off and watch a ball game or watch a movie on TV than read the Word of God? Where's our priorities at? We're messed up. Amen? We're messed up. But hey, listen, we need to take inventory. It's good sometimes to just step back and take an inventory and say, Lord, just show me where I'm at. And then say, Lord, now help me to improve on that. Amen? Help me to improve. Notice these verses right quickly, and then I'll let you go. Bible verses we should know. Psalms 119, 105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not in thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Now listen to this. And He shall direct thy paths. Now do you notice He says, light unto your path. That's the one that's your own. But He said that He would direct our paths. Amen. So in other words, God says, hey, listen. He said, it's okay for you to take off on different endeavors, as long as you let me be the guide in them. And he said, I'll light the way for those paths, and I'll show you how to make it to the end of those paths. Ain't that good? That's how good God is. So he don't say you got to just plow on one direction. You can't do nothing else. He said, hey, if you'll set your mind on him, let him be the light, he'll light your paths. Amen. John 1 and 12, he said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 3:16, we all know so well, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given by among men, whereby we must be saved. Romans 3:23, for all sin to come short of the glory of God, that's why we need to be saved. Romans 6:23 said, for the wages of sin is death, that's why we don't want to die and go to hell lost out God. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Philippians 4:19 said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. That's why when He saves you, He begins to supply your need. 1 John 1:9, how do we stay close to God? Said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So I encourage you, take these. Get you some of those 3x5 cards. Amen. Put them up. We need to know these. That's 10 verses. If we just knew, could memorize these 10 verses, it'd make all the difference in our spiritual life. Because when we come to people and we begin to talk about the Lord, and the Lord would bring, the Bible said the Lord would bring those, through the Holy Ghost, would bring those to our remembrance, what I have said to you. And we say, you know what? God loves you. But He said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. He said, but there's a gift of God. Amen. Makes all the difference. Makes all the difference. Praise the Lord. I hope that helped you tonight, just to take a minute, just to take an inventory, just see where we're at. I did that on purpose. It helps put it into your mind so that you can, and don't just throw these away. Take them and then read over them and think about it and see where God can, God, and just see where God wants to help you. Amen. Your relationship with Him. Because when God helps you in your relationship with Him, God helps you in your relationship with everybody around you. Amen. When we get our relationship fixed up vertically, then He helps us horizontally. Amen.